You Will Find Me, Friend, by Auspice. Read by Beria 1021. Fandom, Genshin Impact. Rating, teen and up audiences. Category, Gen. Summary. Aether falls into the chasm bed along with those with him, which would be bad enough if he wasn't trying to hide his true nature from everyone else. Yelan is the first to notice. She sees the traveler gripping his arms, clenching his teeth, trying to take deep breaths when no one is looking. He goes around a corner, mentioning to Paimon, still under the weather apparently, that he would look for an exit. Yet when Yelan trails after him, she sees not him. She sees the back of Ningguang, geocrystals swirling in her hand as she observes the surroundings. Another illusion. Where did Aether go? No, Ningguang murmurs. This won't be so easily. She suddenly stiffens and turns, and Yelan quickly pulls out of view. Hello? Calls Aether's voice. Yelan frowns before stepping forward, and there is Aether, hand on the wall. Aether, Yelan greets. Aether nods in turn before turning back to the wall. Did you see any illusions just now? Yelan asks. There's a pause, just slightly too long, before Aether answers. No, I was just looking for a way out. Yelan hums, leveling an assessing gaze at him. Aether shifts uncomfortably. Are you doing all right? She asks. You were trapped behind that door for a while. Was I? Aether asks. He lifts a hand to his head. It felt so long and so short. Yelan lets out a soft sigh, stepping forward and putting a hand on his shoulder. Let's get back to camp so you can get some rest. Aether tenses briefly before relaxing. Yeah, okay. Yelan lets him go and he walks past her. Yelan watches. She supposes she'll have to keep an eye on him from now on.
Ito catches sight of Purple in the distance. He gives Shinobu a nudge.
Oi, Shinobu, Ushi, I'm gonna go check out something. Mind keeping an eye on Lavender Melon for me?
Shinobu looks at him from where she's roasting the melons. She looks at Lavender Melon, floating with her hands covering her face.
Sure, boss, she says,
while Ushi moves in affirmative.
Great! I'll be right back.
Ito hums as he makes his way down, but he quiets as he hears a voice.
Not quite like Makoto's realm. Time is strange, yes, but it was Aether that experienced it. Or,
A different voice.
They've all gotten themselves in such trouble now. Even I can't simply lead everyone out. A rather put-upon sigh. This is such a troublesome thing.
Ito peeks around the corner only to see Aether, sitting on the ground with his head in his hands.
Hey, Aether!
Aether startles, turning to look at him.
Oh, he says. Hey. You doing okay, buddy?
Ito walks over and sits down next to him.
You're not looking so hot.
I'll be fine, Aether mutters. He says something Ito doesn't quite catch, but there's something about small, too small, and out, out, out.
Hey,
Ito says, voice low as he puts a hand on Aether's back. You'll be okay, yeah?
You've got me, and you've got all these cool ladies. I think. My savior's a lady, right?
Aether snorts. Ask her yourself. He stands, stretching. Thanks, Ito.
What are friends for?
Ito responds, smiling widely.
Hey, you didn't happen to see anyone else here, did you?
Aether pauses.
No, it was just me.
Ito taps his chin and then shrugs. Ah, well, another illusion, maybe. Maybe, Aether echoes. Let's head back.
Yeah, it's no good to stay out here alone.
Aether gives a hum of agreement. When Yanfei approaches Aether, she can hear him speaking in hushed tones with Paimon.
Aether, you need to sleep. Who knows how long we've been down here?
I'm fine. It's like my body is suspended, right? Worry about yourself. You don't look good.
But...
And I'm not sure if I'll wake up the same person. A pause, and then...
Aren't they your friends, Aether? A knows, and things are fine with her. Albedo, too, and child. Chongli maybe saw, but he never said anything. Maybe they'll...
They're exceptions, not the rule. The voice clips off.
Who's there?
Yanfei steps out of the corridor.
Hi, Aether.
Aether frowns, a guarded look on his face.
How much did you hear?
A bit, Yanfei says. When you said you weren't sure if you'd wake up the same person...
It's nothing, Aether says quickly.
I was going to say that I've handled some legal disputes where a person is actually multiple people. You're still my friend, Aether.
Aether stares at her for a moment before realization dawns.
Oh, you mean like dissociative... He trails off, shaking his head.
It's not that. Yanfei humps.
Hmm? What is it, then?
Nothing, Aether says, sharp. Then he sighs, pressing a hand to his head.
Sorry, I'm just... What did you want to talk about?
Oh well, if he didn't want to talk about it, Yanfei wasn't going to push him.
Well, she says, I had this theory.
There is something off with Aether. This Xiao almost immediately notices, despite his own wounds and fatigue.
Aether, Xiao says as the traveler helps him up. What's wrong?
Aether stiffens.
Don't worry about me. You're hurt.
Xiao shakes his head.
I will be fine. You should all keep your distance from me.
Conqueror of demons,
Yanfei calls out to him, coming closer.
We all have visions. We'll be fine. We need to regroup.
No, I...
Xiao,
Aether says. Please, shut up. Xiao is taken aback by the rudeness of Aether's words, but then there is a hand on his chest and a feeling so other he does not know how to describe it. Then suddenly his pain lessens, the weight of his karmic debt lightens, and Aether slumps over.
Aether!
Xiao says, gripping him tightly.
Aether, what did you do?
He's felt lighter around the traveler, true, but he didn't realize...
I'm fine, Aether says, voice slurring. Now you don't have to worry.
Yanfei approaches with a frown, helping to support Aether.
I'm not sure what's happening, but let's get back to camp.
They manage to do so without too much trouble, but Aether's eyes struggle to stay open and his weight becomes heavier and heavier on Xiao's side.
What did he do? And why?
Xiao's wounds are already starting to close, and he almost feels better than before the fight, disregarding his fatigue.
Aether!
The little fairy cries out upon seeing them, flying closer, and Aether blinks tiredly at her.
Paimon, I think I'm...
He takes in a deep breath.
What if they see?
Paimon reaches out and pats Aether's head.
It'll be okay. Do you want me to explain to them?
Aether sighs heavily.
If it happens. Just a bit, but I'll... Details.
Okay, Paimon says.
You can rest now, Aether.
Aether nods and then becomes dead weight in Xiao's and Yanfei's arms.
He's just asleep,
Paimon says quickly, before Xiao's heart can leap too high in his throat.
Here, why don't you lay him down here, so he can rest?
Xiao nods and helps lay Aether down, thoughts turbulent in his mind. What was Aether hiding? He opens his eyes, observing the stone above him. Yet, no,
the earth here is strange. Something is wrong. He sits up and looks at his hands, gloved. He looks to the side to see Paimon hovering over him, nervous.
Zhongli?
Zhongli turns his head to see Xiao looking at him in utter shock.
Ah, he says, standing up. Worry not. I am safe outside of this place, he pauses. Presumably.
He became someone else, comes a booming voice. You all saw that, right? It was ether, and then he became all shiny, and now he's,
Zhongli, Yanfei says.
Yeah.
Zhongli nods. Yes, I suppose now that you've seen it, there's no reason to hide it. You're a shapeshifter, Yelan surmises. Judging by your unease earlier, I can surmise this is real and not an illusion of the chasm. But you have his mannerisms and tics as well. It's not a simple shift of shape, is it?
Zhongli hums. Yes, that is right. Personality, mannerisms, abilities, to some extent memories and knowledge. The more time Ether spends with someone, the more time he spends as someone, the more complete the transformation. Of course, overall goals and intent will remain the same, lest nothing get done. Zhongli summons his construct, letting it float around him as he crosses his arms. Ether finds a comfort in being someone else when he is in deep distress. Evidently, my calm was felt to be suitable to handle the situation. He sighs. The nature of his being is one that it is distrusted by others, a being that inspires unease and fear. He did not wish for you to know, but... His gaze travels to Xiao. His stress and frustration culminated in an act of power. Xiao looks away, guilt heavy on his shoulders. Do not blame yourself, Xiao, Zhongli says. He dismisses his construct. It is this place, this world. Xiao looks at him again, frowning.
You're just like him. You feel just like him. How is this possible?
That I will not answer. Perhaps it will be revealed in time.
Can you shift into us? Yelan asks.
You? No, we only just met. Perhaps Ether will be able to later. I presume you don't want me to be a security risk.
Yelan purses her lips.
Ether understands. You intend to keep your distance. Zhongli starts stepping away.
Do you consider yourself and Ether different people? Yanfei asks. You refer to him in third person.
Zhongli pauses, nods. Right now, I am Zhongli. For one, Ether would never tell you of this ability himself. Not for lack of desire, but for his crippling fear. Yet, what is done is done. A few seconds pass.
Hey, can you turn into me? Ito asks, leaning in close.
Zhongli looks at him. On the level of can, yes, though Ether has not used your form often. He glances at Xiao, who is still looking at him. He does use Xiao's form quite often. While the karmic debt is painful, he does find a comfort in your form as well. Though, to be fair, it is mostly when he is alone in domains that he uses this ability at all. Xiao inhales sharply.
You what?
Should you be telling us all this? Shinobu asks. Ether seemed like he wanted to hide it, yet you're spilling all this to us.
Zhongli hums. It would be good to ensure you have as full an understanding of the situation as possible. Then, Ether will have no doubt whatever judgment you choose to make will be complete, and he will not wonder, what if? Zhongli sighs, looking at Paimon, who flutters by him, nervous.
If I became Ether again right now, he will inevitably panic. Shall we leave further discussions of this until we escape? I assure you that none of us will do you any harm. Xiao strides forward, grabbing Chongli's arm.
Wait, he says. Just what are you?
Chongli gazes at him calmly. An outsider.
He continues to watch Xiao until the Yaksha looks away, letting him go. Chongli hums, turning away.
Since I am here, let me see if I can find anything of interest.
Paimon is worried about Ether. After the conversation, Chongli Ether took Paimon into his arms and stepped away from the camp, searching for any clues.
Thank you for being here, Paimon, Chongli Ether says.
That's what friends are for, Paimon says, pumping a fist cheerily despite her exhaustion. How are you doing?
All right, for now. Chongli Ether puts a hand on the wall. This place has a seal upon it, beyond just the odd nature already present. It must have been... Ah, this power. Chongli Ether shakes his head. I cannot access the information fully yet, but it feels familiar.
A seal? Do you think you can... Paimon yawns. Undo it?
We may need to find the original object it was made with. Given the nature of this space, it may be possible. Chongli Ether pats Paimon's head. If you need to take a nap, please do.
But... Paimon protests, though she is already starting to nod off. Ether? Chongli? Yanfei's voice calls out. I wanted to talk with you and Yelan. I have some theories.
All right, Chongli Ether says. Let me get Paimon back to camp first.
Yelan finds speaking to someone who is and isn't Ether to be quite strange. She is unsure if his focus on Yanfei during their conversation is due to his form's familiarity with her, or perhaps an attempt to keep distance from her. Be that as it may, it is still not as startling as when he drops the transformation. Zhongli's form melts away, revealing Ether striding forward to grab Xiao's collar.
You are not sacrificing yourself, he says harshly. We will find a way out. One way or another.
There is a moment where everyone is staring.
Ether, Xiao starts, and then Ether stumbles back.
Crap, I know, I can't. His form shifts once more, and there Chongli is again, taking a breath.
The time for your sacrifice is over, Alatis, Chongli says, and Xiao's eyes widen. The war is over. It is time for you to heal.
Xiao looks rather shaken, curious. Then Ito calls out, but Chongli stops him.
I once had mastery of the earth, he says, and proceeds to manifest a meteoric geo-construct that punches a hole in the wall. He stumbles, but rights himself before anyone can catch him, though Ito is closest. I'm fine, he says, trying to refuse the Oni's support.
Hey, come on, man, you don't look great. Ito grabs his arm, supporting his weight.
I'll be all right, I just need to... His form shifts and becomes...
interesting. The Raiden Shogun. She stands and puts a hand on her forehead.
Again, I see. She opens her eyes and looks at them. I'm all right now. There appears to be another domain further ahead, though the answers to leaving this place may only be found in the depths.
No, Yelan says. You get some rest first and check on Paimon. I will scout ahead.
She steps into the passageway before anyone can stop her. Behind her, she hears Xiao mentioning something before vanishing as well. He reappears next to her, by the domain entrance.
Conqueror of demons, Yelan greets.
Xiao is fine.
What do you think of Aether? The two of you seemed quite close. Xiao frowns.
I don't know yet, he says, and then vanishes once more.
What a dramatic fellow, she thinks to herself and steps inside. After Aether, the Raiden Shogun, recovers and wakes Paimon, the two of them join Yanfei in entering the domain. Ito left earlier to do his own exploration, while Shinobu decided to stay behind. It's curious watching the interactions between Aether and Paimon.
It's bigger than a cooking pot.
What? That's the best description you can come up with? It's way bigger than that. You can't even cook.
Everyone else can, so that's not important.
It is even more curious to watch Aether fight. He seems to switch between numerous individuals. Zhongli to construct a shield of Geo, a Mondstadtian, Yanfei recognizes him as chief alchemist of Mondstadt, to make another Geo construct. The Shogun to imbue Electro into the strikes, and then Xing Chou? Huh. And wait, isn't that the director of the Wangsheng Funeral Parlor? Hu Tao looks a bit singed when she's done with everyone, but to be fair, everyone else is toast, by no exaggeration, especially with Yanfei's own contribution of pyro to the fight.
You're hurt, Yanfei says, frowning. But they didn't even hit you.
Hu Tao giggles. That's just the way I fight. The closer I am to death, the stronger I am. Paimon always complains that I'm on life support, but I'm fine. I have Zhongli's shield, so I'm quite in control of how close to death I really am.
Yanfei looks at Paimon, who laughs sheepishly.
Don't worry, the real Hu Tao is also like this, though maybe a little less reckless since she can't shield herself.
I admit I'm more worried. Yanfei puts her hand on her hips, turning to Aether.
Can't you be anyone else?
I can, she starts.
But I'm the strongest. Besides, I've got nothing on Xiao. At least I have healing. Xiao just dies. She laughs and then hums thoughtfully.
Huh. I should ask him if he wants a discount.
Don't ask, Paimon says.
Yanfei pauses.
Discount? For a burial service, of course.
Right, Yanfei pauses again.
When you say die...
Okay, that's enough,
Paimon says quickly. Let's go to the next area.
Aether is not sure how he's feeling. A heavy pressure lingers at the back of his mind, kept at bay by his immersion into becoming other individuals. They find Yelan, who is quite alarmed at Hu Tao's injuries as well. They find Xiao, fighting Bozacious, and then they listen to the story of the lost Yaksha. He is Zhongli at the time, and Xiao will not look him in the eye. They turn the fantastic compass all the way back and find Ito with a letter, and then... the abyss.
I think this is a memory, he murmurs, even as his transformation melts away.
The weight at the back of his mind is still held back. Now there is only coldness, emptiness, encroaching darkness.
Your memory, Paimon says. Of what?
The abyss, Aether murmurs.
I will always remember the abyss that took my twin away.
He wanders forward as if in a daze. The area grows dim. Other sounds, other voices become distant. Then he sees her. He sees her and he runs to catch up, only to stop when she turns around, afraid she'll disappear.
Lumin, he says. Lumin, where are you?
He reaches out a hand to her, vision blurring.
Why? Why can't we go? Please come back. Everything's too small.
He hardly realized he was stepping closer until she disappeared under his fingers. But in her place was a device. The fantastic compass. He lets himself fall to his knees, touching it. There's a touch on his shoulder.
Hey, you okay?
It's Ito.
I'm
He shakes his head. I think this is the Fantastic Compass, Ether says.
It looks like it, Yanfei says, approaching. Based on the description I have.
It seems similar to the catalyst used by my clan, Yelan muses. Let's go somewhere safer so I can analyze it.
Right, Ether says, standing up on unsteady feet. He starts walking towards the exit, only to have his wrists snagged by Xiao.
Ether, Xiao says, can you stay?
What did he... Oh, as himself, Ether figured.
Okay, Ether says, and tugs himself free.
When Xiao's mask shatters, he knows it is time. He looks up at each of the individuals standing beside him, his final companions. He meets Ether's eyes, and he wished he had longer to understand.
Ether's eyes widen as Xiao's energy wraps around them, but Xiao gives them no time to react, sending them to the surface with the last of his power, all except one, as there's a sudden resistance, a sudden sense of otherness. Xiao meets Ether's eyes once more, but they are now glowing white alongside the lights of his attire. There is a turbulence in space, in his eyes. And Xiao understands, as the platform of the compass cracks and breaks, there was something else that was broken. There is a blinding flash of light, six swings, and a touch that burns. Then daylight, bright, and they are plummeting to the ground. The grip around him tightens, and their descent slows. They touch the ground gently. Before, Xiao is dumped on the ground quite unceremoniously. He looks up to see Ether, though the entirety of his eyes has been consumed by a bright white glow. The same glow spills out of his eyes and nose and mouth and ears like some kind of celestial blood. His wings of the same light begin to dissolve as he turns around with stumbling steps.
Ether! Paimon calls out, flying in from somewhere nearby. Oh, no, no!
The wings shatter, and Ether falls. Xiao runs closer without thinking, turning him over. He has lived through slaughter and blood and death, but it is still somehow shocking to see the glowing white liquid quickly fade, becoming a dark substance deeper than black that stains his features.
Xiao, get back! Paimon tries to tug his arm. It's not safe, and don't look! He doesn't like people to see.
He's dead, Xiao says, and he hears sharp breaths behind him.
Xiao is gripping Ether's wrist tightly.
He's not breathing. His heart isn't beating. He looks at Paimon. What's the meaning of this?
He'll be okay. His body just can't handle the stars anymore.
This time, Xiao lets Paimon tug him back. Back to the others. Yelan has a deep frown. Yanfei is stricken. Shinobu is solemn, and the Oni looks crushed. Xiao does not know what face he is making.
Oh, okay, everyone, Paimon says, nervous. Don't panic. He just needs some time and some space, so if you could all just leave for a bit.
We're not just leaving him like that,
Yelan says sharply before closing her eyes and crossing her arms.
How dare he? After everything he said.
There's a loud sniffle from the Oni.
Boss,
Shinobu says.
I'm not crying,
he denies, obviously crying.
We should give him the respect he deserves, Yanfei says softly. We can bring him back to Li Ye and...
No!
Paimon stomps her foot.
There's no time! Ether will be fine. You just have to go.
There's a crack. Xiao looks over to Ether's body and sees the darkness spread over his exposed skin, the inky substance spilling from the points that once glowed with light and energy.
Please, Paimon starts begging. He hates it when people see.
Yet she seems to have given up as she follows everyone's horrified gazes. Xiao cannot tear his eyes away.
Ether's back arches and his eyes snap open, filled with black, spilling with more black as a clawed arm bursts out of his chest, spilling darkness over the earth.
The sense of
otherness is so strong in the air, and it feels wrong, wrong, wrong. Another arm, then a wing stained with that dark substance, then more wings and limbs, and Xiao can't keep track of it in the unnatural mess. It climbs out of Aether's body like shedding a shell, and then a maw appears in the amorphous mass to consume the body itself. Xiao can't help tensing, summoning his spear, but then the thing has its attention on him. Xiao holds back a shudder. Somehow it feels as though he is about to be swallowed up by something beyond his understanding. Then there's a spark of golden power, the familiar power of Geo, bursting in front of it, pushing it back. The thing makes a noise he feels in his bones as his attention turns away. A bright, singular light flickers where Xiao vaguely imagines its face to be, and it shudders, shrinking into a human size and shape. The blackness melts away, leaving Aether alive and whole. He opens his eyes and stares at them. "You saw," he says, monotone.
"Aether, I'm sorry, I tried."
Paimon flies to him, wringing her hands. "It's fine. It happens." He turns slightly. "Does teleportation work now?" Paimon offers her hand. Aether takes it, and they vanish. Okay, so a lot has happened. Ito followed his savior deep into those caves. The caves trapped them there. There was this Xiao guy, and then Aether passed out and became someone else. And then they all got out. But Aether died, and he came back to life. But in the process, became some kind of other thing. But then he was back to normal and disappeared. Well, Ito's got his fair share of being seen as a monster, and he really thinks Aether isn't so bad. So, we've got to go find him. Yelan looks at him. Yanfei looks at him. Shinobu looks at him. Xiao continues staring at where Aether was. Ushi moos. "See? Ushi agrees." Yelan coughs.
"We can't be sure of his exact nature."
"Screw that!" Ito stomps on the ground. "All he's ever done is help us. Eventually, at least, in my case. And if he really was going to cause trouble, he would have done it by now. He's a good kid, okay?"
"If he is a kid," Yelan murmurs.
"If he could break us free the whole time, even if it would kill him. If he can resurrect, then why didn't he do it before?"
"Yelan," Yanfei says, frowning, "that's..."
"Dying for someone else is a personal choice," Xiao says. "Even if one has multiple lives, it is not something you ask of them."
Yeah, what he said.
Ito crosses his arms.
"And what if it hurts like hell or something?"
Yelan holds his gaze for a moment before dropping it.
"You're right. It's simply my job to be dubious, that's all."
Xiao dismisses his spear and turns to face them.
"I'm going to look for him," he says, and vanishes.
"Oh, well. Man, I wish I could do that,"
Yanfei hums.
"Should we wait around here?"
Yelan crosses her arms, thinking.
"No, let's regroup in Liyue. If Xiao is able to find Aether, hopefully they will rejoin us."
"In that case, shouldn't we go to Wangxuan?"
Yanfei asks. "He probably won't want to come close to the city."
Yelan nods. "You're right. We should be able to use the waypoints now. I'll see you all there."
She closes her eyes, her vision glows, and she vanishes. Ito groans.
"Teleport waypoints make me so dizzy, man."
"Suck it up, boss," Shinobu says mercilessly. Ito clutches his heart.
"I'm sure you'll be all right," Yanfei says. "Come on, let's go."
"Ugh, fine."
Part of Xiao is startled to see himself sitting above Pervasi's temple. Another part is unsurprised. He approaches the reflection of himself, identical in every way he can perceive. Even the karma weighing upon his shoulders is the same, perhaps even heavier without Aether's recent purification. Paimon is nowhere to be seen. Did he wish for solitude?
"Xiao,"
his reflection greets. Xiao sits down next to him. They are silent for several minutes, only the whispering of the wind is conversation.
When I die as someone else, I can easily shapeshift to a different person. After I rest, I can shapeshift into them again, healed. It's only if I die as Aether when that happens. Do you die often as me? Xiao asks. Yes, I'm still a copy in the end. No match for you and how you've handled your burden for so long.
Xiao's reflection lifts a hand towards him.
Aether could probably purify it all. Perhaps he will die again.
Xiao grabs his reflection's wrist, keeping it from touching his chest.
And what exactly happens when Aether dies? Light becomes void. That which gives becomes that which takes. There is a moment, brief and infinite, where there is nothing. Then there is pain. Pain beyond what even you can imagine, Xiao.
The wrist trembles in his grip.
For another moment, there is temptation to consume, to become a singularity that eats everything to fill an endless emptiness. Then, a spark.
The shape shifts, the wrist in Xiao's grip becoming the familiar gauntlet of Aether. The spark becomes a flame of starlight, burning away the void. And then I have to pull myself together, sew myself into a skin too small, satisfy myself with a world too small. Aether uses his other hand to cover his eyes. So long as my sibling exists, I will have the spark. She gives it to me. I give it to her. I won't die, and neither will she. We can feel it when it happens, if we're awake, but even if we aren't, it still happens. Only if we die at the same time, then there really would be nothing left.
Is that your true form?
Aether laughs wryly. In a sense. Though I would be starlight and not void if I wasn't in death. Xiao tries to imagine it. A being of limbs and wings made of light. He wonders.
If Rex Lapis hadn't stopped you, would you have consumed us?
There is a long, long pause. I don't know. Maybe. But if I did, it would make me wretched. Aether shakes his head. So that was Zhongli, then. I guess he must know. He must have seen me the last time. Aether sighs, looking into the distance. Why are you here, Xiao? He asks. You've seen my true nature. Now you know what kind of creature I am. Xiao tightens his grip on Aether's wrist.
That is why I am here.
Oh, okay. Are you here to try killing me? Aether muses, looking into the distance. No one's ever succeeded before, but you have killed gods. Maybe you could.
No, Xiao says fiercely. No, you imbecile. I am here because I do not care what you are. You have been kind to me. To everyone. I knew your true nature before all this. It just took me a moment to understand.
Aether's fingers twitch. I'm an immortal shapeshifter from beyond this world, capable of taking your form, powers, and memories. Don't you feel threatened?
No.
Aether tugs on his arm. Who am I, really? You can never really know, can you?
I know enough,
Xiao says, and, after a brief moment of hesitation, pulls Aether into a hug. The body in his arms is cold, he realizes, cold in an unnatural way, and he squeezes Aether more tightly. Aether is stiff at first, but he shudders and carefully wraps his arms around Xiao. I never thought you'd be the type to hug.
It seemed to be the suitable course of action. And my karma can't hurt you, can it?
No. A few seconds pass.
Is this part of dying? Xiao murmurs. The coldness.
Ether hums.
Yeah.
How long?
A few hours, usually, but since I used the stars, a few days, maybe.
Xiao sighs, holding Ether close.
Xiao, Ether says, you only have one life. Don't waste it.
Xiao closes his eyes. Only if you don't waste your own.
I'll come back.
Even so.
Ether turns in Xiao's grip. So many others have died, haven't they? Bosacious, Pervases, so many of your friends. There's been enough sacrifice. Isn't it time for you to live?
Xiao looks away. This mindset is deeply rooted into me. To sacrifice. In the end, I would have allowed myself to fall there if you hadn't sacrificed yourself.
I'm still alive, Xiao, Ether says. So are you. So are all of us. He closes his eyes. It was only for selfish reasons that I didn't want to do it earlier. There's the sound of Paimon's magic as she appears seemingly out of nowhere.
It's important to be selfish, Ether. It's the part of you that loves you, isn't it?
Ether snorts. I suppose you would know.
Hey!
But you're right. Ether sighs. I guess both you and I could stand to be a little more selfish, huh, Xiao?
Xiao gives a noncommittal grunt. Perhaps.
Ether sits up, and Xiao reluctantly lets him go.
Well, I guess it's time for me to go. Go where?
Xiao asks. Away, to the next destination. I need to find my sister. Xiao narrows his eyes at him.
That Oni was worried about you. Are you running away?
Ether flinches.
Ito is unique. I'm sure the others have their concerns about me. Even so, Xiao says, standing and grabbing Ether's arm. We survived the chasm together. Perhaps they deserve a chance to show they are willing to know you.
Yeah, Paimon says. Come on, maybe it'll be okay, and then you don't have to hide anymore.
Ether closes his eyes.
I don't know if I'm ready to see what they really think of me. I accept you as you are, Ether, Xiao says. At the very least, I will be your companion through this.
Ether opens his eyes and looks at him, and then he pulls Xiao into one more hug. It's cold still, but somehow, Xiao feels warmer.
Okay, Ether says. Okay, I'm ready. Let's go.
Xiao takes Ether to Wangshu Inn.
They're here, he says.
Ether hums, turning around. He can hear Ito complaining, about teleporting, apparently. He takes a breath, stepping inside, Xiao and Paimon following closely behind. There, gathered around a table behind a screen, are Yelan, Yanfei, Shinobu, and Ito, with Ito's head laid down on the table. As Ether steps closer, their conversation stops.
Hi,
Ether says.
Ether!
Yanfei runs over, looking him over.
You're okay?
More or less, Ether says, looking somewhere off to the side. Sorry you had to see me like that after everything.
Ah, man!
Ito comes over, slapping a hand on Ether's shoulder.
Being normal is overrated.
I'm an Oni and I'm doing fine, aren't I?
Ether raises an eyebrow.
Oi! What's that supposed to mean?
He frowns, grabbing Ether's arm.
You're cold.
I'm fine, Ether says, tugging his arm free. Or will be. It's a side effect,
Xiao says, exposing him. Ether gives him a look of affront before shaking his head.
I'll be back to normal in a few days. It doesn't even bother me that much. I just get kind of stiff.
Does this happen often? Yelan asks. Ether turns to her.
No, only if I die as myself. I can change forms if I die as another. I am usually careful to switch, but given that I needed to use my original power...
Ito laughs nervously.
I don't know about you, but dying at all doesn't sound great.
Ether looks away.
It was pretty scary, Yanfei says, when you were dead.
Ether flinches, but Yanfei quickly walks over to him, putting her hands on his shoulders.
It was scary because I thought I'd lost a friend, Ether. Even if you can become other people, even if you're some eldritch god or something. Hey, look at me.
Ether manages to obey, and Yanfei looks him straight in the eye.
Do you still want to be friends, Ether?
Yeah, Ether breathes.
Yeah, I do.
Yanfei smiles.
Then we still are.
Yeah, Ito says loudly.
Ether can't help but jump slightly.
Oh, sorry. But hey, I haven't known you for long, but we've had some awesome adventures together. I'm looking forward to more. And Shinobu can be a friend too.
Ether starts. I don't think you can just volunteer others.
It's fine, Shinobu says. I don't know you well enough, but the boss's vibes are usually good. I'd be glad to be your friend.
Oh, okay, Ether says. He looks at Yelan, who is still sitting at the table.
And you?
Yelan hums, swirling her drink.
My biggest concern is that you'd be a security risk, she says, if you shift into me and gain my memories.
She stills her hand and looks at him.
But I get the feeling you're not the type to spill state secrets.
Ether shrugs. If it's not related to my search for my sister, then I probably don't care. Even if it is, well, I probably wouldn't share it unless it furthered my goal. If it's any consolation, I'd have your discretion, too.
I see, Yelan sighs, standing up. I don't dislike you, Ether, and if circumstances permit, I am open to the possibility of a friendship. If we cross paths again after this...
Ether huffs out a laugh.
I'm sure they will. I can only take the shape of those my stars align with, however brief it may be.
So, Ito says, sidling closer, can you turn into all of us now?
Ether looks at him.
You want me to turn into you?
Ito nods vigorously.
It was an interesting experience, Xiao notes.
Well, Ether fidgets. He hasn't really shifted on request since Albedo, and everyone is watching. Ah, well, he pulls on his power and feels it sink into him, changing him. He opens his eyes to see Ito staring at him, eyes sparking. He grins.
Yo, he says, lifting a hand.
Yo, Ito echoes.
Shinobu, look, it's me.
I can see that, boss.
Ether Ito smirks.
Does this mean I'm also the leader of the Arataki gang?
Ito flounders.
Well, I mean, obviously I'm the one and only, but I guess if you're me, well...
They can be an honorary boss, Shinobu says. As long as the amount of trouble you get us all into doesn't double.
Ether Ito crosses his arms.
I'm sure under my leadership... You'll all be in shape in no time. There's nothing that can keep me down after all.
What? Hey!
Oh, can you do me next?
Yanfei waves her hands at him, wriggling in just the slightest excitement. Ether Ito tilts his head and then shrugs, shifting into Yanfei's form.
I've been in a few battles of his, but not too many, she says. I guess you did see how Ether usually fights.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Yanfei leans in close, inspecting her.
You really seem the exact same. Hey, do injuries affect all of your forms?
Mostly the current form, though there are a few things that can go through or affect Ether. Dying is more mental exhaustion than physical in some ways, though.
You should not speak so lightly of death,
Xiao mutters,
even if it is temporary.
Ether Yanfei shrugs. There's been a long time to get used to it.
Can you shift into me now as well? Yelan asks suddenly. A pause.
Yes, I can feel your constellation. Aren't I a security risk, though?
Call it a curiosity.
Ether Yanfei shrugs.
If you're sure.
She tugs on those stars and feels the stark sensation of taking a new form for a first time. She inhales deeply before opening her eyes.
This form is weak currently.
She looks at her hand.
Any of you could probably kill me in one hit.
Inconvenient to have to train every form. I hardly know anything about myself either.
Yelan raises an eyebrow.
Do you have to train every form from the start?
In a way, I practice, learn, and I must consume materials of this world to grow further.
Ether drops the transformation, looking somewhere off to the side. It is a process, but it's helpful when I have to go alone somewhere dangerous, like domains.
Do you not use it outside?
Xiao asks.
Ether hums.
Not often. Or, at least, not where people might be confused about that person being there. Or I'll shift if I'm at the risk of dying. Using the forms of others to adapt to different situations is natural for me, but it can cause some trouble, has in other worlds. This is unusual.
They're lost, then, Xiao says, turning around. It's your power. If it helps you, you should use it.
Yeah, Ito pumps his fist. Hey, I say you can use my form whenever, wherever you want. Not like I don't like to go all over the place anyway.
Me too, Yanfei says, smiling. If it makes you more comfortable, I can say that I was where you were if people ask around, too.
Ether stares at them.
You guys. I as well, Xiao murmurs. Like I said, if you need me, call my name. If you wish to use my form, it is your power to use as you please.
I won't stop you from being me if you find it useful, Yelan says, though I might take action if you cause trouble.
Shinobu nods.
I'm guessing you don't know me well enough yet to shift into me, but if it ever happens, go ham, I guess.
Ether feels a strange sensation in his chest. He puts his hand there, blinking.
He's crying. Paimon draws near, hugging his arm.
Ether? Hey, it's okay. They're good, right?
Yeah, he says. Yeah, it's warm, this feeling.
He looks up and meets everyone's eyes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Maybe.
This world isn't too small for him, after all.
The end.